a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right, so weather, a little bit hectic yesterday. I'm looking forward to seeing how it impacted you, Lingy, shortly. But in Ocean Grove, we were okay. I mean, our house was all right. There was quite a bit of rain, obviously, and some wind and some trees, you know, going down and things like that. But we're fine for the most of it. A lot of other suburbs copped it a lot. More, and I think more around Geelong, Torquay copped it quite a bit as well, as did Lara area.
Yes.
And there was some power out. I know AJ from the newsroom had his power out, and he lives around the Armstrong Creek area, and there were quite a few power outages around. And so when I went to sleep last night, my phone, because it's an iPhone 12, it's one of those ones that you can leave on charge, but then sometimes if you've forgotten to plug it in or something, you can go to bed with it on 99% charge and you can wake up in the morning and it's only got 10% left and you're like, how? I haven't touched it all night.
It uses so much
like,
battery.
What is happening? So I get scared when the power goes out because in our house, there is nothing to wake me up. If the power goes out, my mobile is my alarm clock, right? I don't have a TV that I can set to turn on in the bedroom or something. So when power goes out, I need an old school alarm. I need to go and purchase one.
Like one of those actual analog clock sort of things with the little dingy bells on the top of it.
That sort of thing.
Is that a good description,
no dingy
Tommy?
Bells?
Yeah.
I've been called worse.
Does anyone know where I can get some dingy bells from? I have to. No, but like I need to get an old school alarm clock because there's no way for me. If all the power goes out, that's it. I can't go to sleep. And I don't know, and I don't have a watch, so I don't know what time it is ever. And it's really discombobulating.
Is there an easier way to actually figure out why your iPhone drops that quickly? Or is that just an impossibility to understand?
I'm not getting a new phone. I'm not getting a new phone. I'm just saying, like, last night I was on 40% and I was going to bed and I'm like, the power could go out. What am I going to do? I ran the gauntlet and look, I'm here. But I need to just be aware. For those that don't know, this might be the opportunity for us all to go to Kmart or Cashies or, you know, the mill markets or whatever.
Op shop. Yeah.
And we need some old school, what did you call them? Dingle bells?
Dingy bells.
Dingy bells. Dingy bells.
I think they call it alarm clocks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do what Cameron Ling does and have a guy?
Yeah, see, that was my option. I thought Lingy would maybe let me use his guy.
Yeah.
But then if he calls me, then what am I going to do?
So back in sort of the, you know, pre-electricity era, hundreds of years ago, it used to be a job to go to people's windows and, like, throw rocks at the window.
Do you know me at all?
To then wake them up. What do you mean?
Anxious. Do you think I'm going to be okay if I got people knocking on the windows?
Hey, if the rock is big enough, it'll wake you. don't you worry about that. All right, put her in touch with your guy.
All right, I'll organise.
Gee, Loggy.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I'm just about to do a whole bunch of backpedaling, by the way, because I was about to go on a whole rant about my house being flooded, and we've got a TV in the studio.
We have
a whole bunch of stuff about the North Queensland floods, so I'm going to be really, really careful about what I say.
Yeah. Sure.
Last night was entertaining, let's call it that, from a perspective of the Ling family in action.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because, as you know, when it hit last night, it hit with that ferocity, the storm I'm talking about here.
Yeah, it was, and like 1 minute it was calm and then literally a second later it's like, why are there bushes flying?
And sideways rain for a long time. Usually the rain gets a bit sideways and then it's not, but that was just...
And fat boys too.
You're right.
It was hectic. So once that hit, I've kind of... It's almost like we've hit the emergency buzzer and I've gone, right, everyone on standby, let's go.
We know what happens.
Maxie, run to get the towels. Get a couple of towels. So beautiful boy just comes back with two towels. I'm like, no, we're going to need a couple more than that, mate. Go and grab a few more. Henry's jumping in action. I said, need buckets. Grab whatever buckets we've got. Henry comes back with one bucket. No, I said buckets.
Yes.
Teach you plural. It's buckets. Jenny, go into the kitchen, grab as many of those little plastic takeaway containers, the ones you keep to put food in, Tupperware type stuff, as many of them as you can possibly get. So we've jumped into action. And then there's just that moment of pause. just as you can hear it belting down on the roof, but it hasn't yet just started coming through the ceiling and through the windows.
Yep.
And then running down the blinds. And the blinds create this beautiful, like, almost channeling of the water that then has a beautiful little Niagara Fall effect right onto a pool, a part of the carpet.
Yeah, great.
So then
great. That's what you
like,
want.
You just wait and listen. And that first sound of drip, 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 and then gushing water coming through. It's like,
seriously?
Right, you get bucket there, you get bucket there, towel there, towel there, towel. The boys were incredible.
Dodsy's like, I'll finish off this shampers and then I'll get off the couch.
Dodsy was reading a book on the couch, all right?
Bless her.
Need a hand in there? No? All right, all good. Yeah. So we were running around like crazy, went through every towel in the house. By the end of it, again, beautiful boys, but Maxie's come out with all these jumpers and tracksuit pants. He's like, Dad, you can use these. So I'm shoving his jumpers into parts of near the windows and everything like that. It got so bad in the end, and it's still just a mess at
home.
Is it
the same room that
exact
that happened
same room
last
exact
time?
Exact same room. Okay. We need to do something. I don't know what. I need re-roof.
What makes you think that?
Yeah, exactly. The final moment where I just realised we'd got to the very end of every resource that was available to us was Jetty walks in, and I'm finally trying to get him to go to bed.
Yeah.
And he's got Big Teddy. Big Teddy's his favourite. He's got a little cat's jumper. Aww. He takes Big Teddy everywhere. He's like, Dad, if you need to put Big Teddy down to soak up the water, you can do it.
Aww.
I'm like, oh, you've just broken me.
Soaking up your tears.
Yeah. So we're fine now.
Yeah. You're all good?
Yeah, we're good. So that's what I'm going to do today. Just clean it all up.
Between that roof that is not right and the leaks every time it rains heavily and you guys forgetting to turn off the bath when it's running.
Oh my God.
You guys just need to invest in one of those big heater things that dry a carpet. Just buy one. Yeah. Don't rent it.
Fortunately, we don't ever want to sell this house because all the listeners who listen to all my stories, they would never want to buy this house.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Going to be honest?
What is this?
I was honest on Friday and I don't think it needed to go any further.
It was strategic because you only told me. And I feel like I want you to do something and I'm not going to have the pushing power because I only have one arm.
Yeah.
I need another arm.
I also knew you wouldn't be able to do anything because at that point you were broadcasting from your spare bedroom in Ocean Grove down the line and so you didn't actually have any sort of, okay. So I said, look, over sort of the Christmas festive period, there was a huge change in one of the major relationships in my life, a real shift. A changing of the dynamic, if you will, and sort of a broadening of horizons.
You're being very general. Can you be a little more specific?
Yeah.
So,
are you a politician, Tom?
As you know, while you had your 9 weeks off, Cameron Ling, that you are allotted every Christmas, and
I
while
can't say anything.
Loggy also took 9 weeks off, that she was not allotted, but she dislocated a limb to get that time off. So I was here on my own, and I was sort of flying solo, doing different hours as well from the usual ones we do, the 6 to 9. So it was a little bit later in the morning.
Keep going.
Very politician.
We're not running out of time.
Oh, waffle.
Let's
boy.
Go. Just give it to him straight.
I had to get my own coffees, obviously, right? So we've got a system that works when the full team's here, and the system is that someone orders a coffee and we take it in turns, and then Cameron, you pick them up and bring them in, and we go to Grounds of Society and we use the app, and it all works nicely. It's a smooth process.
Yeah, I'm the errand boy. Yes. I'm still the new kid.
So Saturday Beer Fest, I got dropped off down the waterfront, down sort of Western Beach area, sort of where the old bards used to be. And I walked my way past Cunningham Pier and up Moorabool Street to the station.
Yep.
Except that once I got to the street, so Cunningham Street I think it's called, the little one that essentially runs off the end of the pier, I noticed that there was a cool little cafe in there that looked pretty cool. Like it might have good coffee. So I popped in there. It was a Saturday, didn't count. Monday to Friday. Yes, Grounds of Society, no worries. So I went in there and I grabbed myself a coffee and I, jogged on to work and did a bit of work before Beer Fest. That's fine, right? And then that week, I You know, it's a nice walk to go down the waterfront.
Oh, you went, hang on, you went back.
You know, once, you know.
If but he was thinking of grounds the whole time.
Yeah.
So I did go back.
I forgive you for one mistake.
I did go back probably two or three times that week. I went to grounds as well. And then I went.
They didn't want your sloppy second.
The following week, I went back. And so that was the week before last. And then I went one time last week as well, and that time the barista, who's not the always barista, she's just one of the baristas there, knew my name. And that's when I knew I'd gone too far.
I thought you weren't supposed to swap names.
Yeah.
Because then it makes it real.
Yep.
Yeah.
You promised that you weren't going to fall in love.
I knew I'd gone too far.
Tom, I'm the one who has to front up to grounds now.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. I suggest that Tom has to front up and tell them that he's cheating on them.
Yes.
Going to a different cafe.
Are you why prepared to do that?
Why did she have to be so good at her job and remember my name? Like, I'm the just a white middle-aged man that wears a black cap every day.
Your face is on the building around the corner.
Yeah,
so.
There is that too. But there's literally nothing memorable about me. I mind my own business.
And the poor crew at grounds have known your name for years, and every day they write on the top of your cup your name, and you give a little message, everything like that. That's not good enough for you. One fresh new person remembers. Your
sometimes
name.
It's just new and exciting. You're a disgrace.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Now, when you're camping, as a lot of us have been doing over this summer period, there are different rules and regulations, and some that we know of, some that we don't know of. You know, take your rubbish with you. Put your rubbish away. We know that. But packing up and leaving when you want, are there rules and regulations behind that? Because when Jimmy and I were camping, I'm very big on let's get up first light, let's have a quick coffee, a quick breakfast, and then pack all of our stuff up and leave. So we're gone by like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Earlier.
And people are still in their tents asleep.
People are in their tents asleep. But we do it really quietly. And then one of my friends said, no, you're not allowed to do that. You wait until like 9 o'clock. And I'm like, what?
Can I just ask, as a non-camping person, you know, when you're away for a night, like on a holiday or whatever, you don't want to leave at 8 a.m. and go home. Surely you hang around and do a fun thing for the,
nah,
the last day.
Nah, I'm not into the fun things.
Not
I
when
want
it's
to get
camping.
Up and go.
I'm with
not
camping. I'm with Log. Yeah, pack it up. Get out of there.
Get
wow,
out.
Good to know.
On to the next place.
I want to get to a shower.
Yes, that too. That too. On 5223 2955, can you pack up your campsite whenever you like? Are there rules and regs, or do you have to wait until everyone gets up? We've got Michael from St Albans Park on the phone. Morning, Michael. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, well, one of the biggest downsides is most caravan parks will require you to pack up and leave by 10 o'clock. And that allows the next person who wants that caravan site or park site to move in on that site as early as they can as well. And today's a typical example. You've got a tent and it's been drowned all night.
Mm.
And you see that today's going to be a 40-degree day. So what you want to try and do is start packing up and leave that tent, sit there as long as you possibly can to get it dried. You don't want to pack your canvas up and put it away and sit in the garage, and then when you go to pick it up next year or whatever, it's all rotted out.
But,
so,
Michael...
Lots about... Yeah, sure.
Can you get up at first light, though? And pack it up if you want to. Is it just a case like Loggy likes to do, just stuff everyone else around her?
No, it's not.
Well, one of the downsides of that, of course, it's a matter about being respectful. Like, if you've got soft material, you can start packing that whenever you want.
Yes.
But, of course, you've got tin cups and pans and that sort of thing, you're clanging away. And, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning is probably not a really good idea. But, look, typically... It's about being respectful. That's all it is.
We're not the clanging type, so.
You're not clanging. I've seen some massive clangers from you over the journey. All right. Okay, well, so what you're saying, Michael, is probably just exercise some sort of common human decency.
It's just be aware that people around you. I mean, let's face it, there are a lot of other people packing up at the same time, so you might as well join them.
Yeah.
And it's all about, look, you're your last day of your holiday. You really want to just get the last couple of minutes of sleep out of the comfortable bed you're in and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting sleep on a 35 degree day in a plastic bottle, which seemed to be what I was sleeping in when we were packing up the tent that night. Right.
That's what you've got to look forward to, Tommy, with camping.
That's great advice, Michael. I did not know there's a checkout time. I was probably going to find that out at some point. that's awesome.
So the very, very, very last thing you want to do is someone with a dirty great big caravan wanting to get onto your site and they're holding up the whole campground because of you.
And then you've got to slash their tyres and it's a whole thing, Tom.
Yeah. So much for me to learn about caravan parks.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.